Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys. I'm your old pal Ian Fidance here, and I am so excited to be here with Zach Amico.
Hi honey.
Hi sweetie.
How are you, my friend?
I've been thinking of you lately because I got a tattoo like a week and a half ago, and I already set an appointment for June 8th to get more.
Yep, that's how that works.
Yep, and I'm gonna go arms.
Yeah, once you see them going over your sleeves, you're like, yep. Dude, I look badass.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
It's so gay.
It is.
I know it's everybody has tattoos now, but the first time you start to get them past the sleeves, you're
Oh,
what am I? What am I, some kind of biker or something?
What a rebel. Good luck getting a regular job, hippie.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're being silly, but that was resonated into my head growing up, which is you don't get tattoos to go past a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Or you'll never get a job.
You'll never get a job. Yeah. And now there's people with a face tattoo serving a Cheesecake Factory, so.
Oh, of course.
Which is weird, because my old...
Which is the limited job that you can get with
That's how
tattoo.
I used to...
Short order cook at a Waffle House.
Yeah.
waiter, drug dealer.
Yeah, well, that was my old method if I was in a new place and I couldn't get weed. Is if I ever saw somebody with a face tattoo, I would go, hi, are you a tattoo artist? And if they said no, I would go, great, I would like $50 worth of marijuana, please.
Did it work most of the time?
I
knew it.
What else? Maybe a biker, maybe an assassin.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be one of those born-again ones that get out of prison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Shane Smith.
Yeah.
He's totally sober. He's like, no, I just like wizards. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but no, Shane was in it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Shane, it's like the guy giving you your intervention is always going to have, like, the sleeve tattoos, you know, covered up, like, cover up the old scars and stuff. And they're like, look, man, you know, your family's worried about you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like brushing my teeth and I'm like, who's that cool guy in the mirror? But I got it, and the guy went kind of heavy on it with the, he's like, I made a mistake. He's like known for shading, and he's got a little too much black to my liking. I wanted more red to like
pop. His race shouldn't matter.
Well, you know, I know.
Well, he wants to see the tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to go to this other guy that did my Reaper that I like really love. So I'm very excited.
Now you need like one of those combs that comes out like a switchblade.
Oh.
That's the next step in your drip,
right.
As they
For
say.
Now I just have this. I just have this comb.
By the way, it really looks like you paid for that in Chuck E. Cheese coins.
This?
Yes.
Dave and Buster's.
Perfect.
It's like the free one they give you at the front desk when you forget something.
This came in like a pack of 15.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you go through a lot of them?
I keep them in my pocket. The little teeth fall off, so I just replace it.
The old cookie duster mustache?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
You're so tired, aren't you?
I'm so tired.
You look very tired.
Yeah.
You look very tired.
I
can tell you're tired because I feel like you're not as accessorized as usual.
Oh,
I feel like this was thrown together.
Yeah, it really was.
And usually you put a lot more thought into the accoutrement that goes with your outfit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I like the 50s greaser shirt he's wearing. I think it looks pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I dressed up. I thought that porn star chick was going to be here.
It turns out you got us two fatsoes.
Yeah. I know.
Unfortunately, we have two people that are good on podcasts.
No, we were supposed to have some chick that's like has a new book out that's like how to sex good or something.
Well, they can listen to SDR or Godfrey this week. Then, she's on both of those.
Because
Lady, do you want to be on every podcast?
Is she making the run?
Yeah. Apparently, she lost her voice or something.
Well, good because she sexed.
Days off for her. Well, it's Gas Digital. You just assume there's a porn star here every day, right? Yeah. I mean, I thought that was...
Only Ralph days, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was... She was like a hot one, which I was surprised because Lainey usually gives us, you know, some sort of toxic Avenger offshoot, you know?
Some of them... Okay.
You get the mid-carters,
Lainey brings in some jobbers. Lainey's girls are already in the ring when the other guy's coming out. They go by their real
music,
name.
No music, no entrance. Yeah. Back from commercial.
Are they ones that still have like VHS credits on their IMDb?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
No, some of them are very, very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them, like, I feel like she just kind of scooped up.
Oh, yeah.
On the street.
Yeah. I'm never going to stop. Me and Ian did SDR one night with this girl. And she was she was a big one. Mm-hmm. And pretty face. But she got... There was a bottle of vodka on the table, and she could not concentrate on the podcast, and she had to do her plugs, and as she was about to do her plugs, just did like a 3-shot vodka sip, and then throughout her plugs was going, oh, and then you can find that, oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, and she like tit sweated through her shirt. Like,
oh, it was a nightmare.
Wasn't she supposed to be a squirt girl, like Wednesday night at a strip club?
It was Wednesday night at Gas Digital.
It's one hot chick, and then there's like, you know.
Wasn't she supposed to squirt too? Was that the one?
Her bit was that she was supposed to squirt on somebody's head, but then she couldn't.
She got dehydrated?
Yeah.
Well, the vodka.
Yeah, she got drunk and couldn't.
Yeah. And then the other girl was like Polish and was like squirting in Ralph's eye.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. I don't think I've done SDR since then.
I was, dude, and the other girl was like, she was like, it is dangerous neighborhood where I am from. And it's very late at night.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lainey's coming in like a boot.
Yeah.
Like a walker. We're like, what is this?
What a nightmare. What an absolute top to bottom.
But this chick was.
Jenna Jameson used to do Howard Stern.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. And now we got Maria from fucking Sheepshead Bay.
And that's what happens when porn starts being free, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have a big industry where
you have any plugs?
Like,
I'll be doing hair in the Bronx on Thursday and Friday.
I get my cosmetology degree. Well, it's not just free, but like with OnlyFans, anyone can do it.
Yeah, that's the point. And there's a lot of free out there, too. But you're right, OnlyFans, it's
there's
like...
no barrier of entry.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, yeah, you know, you're like you said, Jenna Jameson. Wow, she's so hot. Now it's just like, yeah, I have a webcam in my studio apartment and my crib is in the shot. So, you know.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's more often than you think, boys.
Yeah. Oh, no. How many times I've seen girls on webcam and then you hear a baby cry in the next room.
Yeah,
and you see her mommy instinct go off, but then she can't stop the show. So you just see her like nervously look towards the door.
Jesus Christ.
Is it dildo? She starts lactating out of nature.
It's just basically like the day Owen Hart died. You know what I mean? You're just like, all right,
the show must go on.
We have to keep going. We already sold tickets.
It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah, I was going no porn for a while, and I'm back deep.
How long did you go?
Close to 90 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I went deep, and then I just like...
Right into the deep end?
Oh, I subbed to like 14 or 15 different OnlyFans.
where your credit card starts calling you, not because you think it's fraudulent, but to ask if you need help.
Yeah. Yes. No, I.
Hey, we just feel bad for you.
No, I unsubbed
just automatically
to them,
orders
I just
tissues
went,
from Amazon and shit. Yeah.
Dude, it truly was a thing of like when I would relapse on alcohol, I would or drugs, my brain would shut off and I would just like be in emotion and find myself in a liquor store and I would just like. Get vodka, drink it, and then I'd be back in my body. Like, it would almost feel like an out-of-body experience. Like, I was just like a Hot Wheel car going down a loop. Like, you couldn't stop it. And that's what was happening with OnlyFans. I was just like, Yes, do 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 beep subscribe. Do 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 beep beep subscribe. But it's confusing because all these fucking assholes give that they're just in like a bikini and then they're like, pay $65 to see me get jammed out for 10 seconds. I'm like, well, I'm not doing that more than a few times.
What was your gateway girl? What you don't have to just name her, but like, what was it that tipped you?
I'll give her a shout out. Pop up Slay Hill.
Slay Hill. You can.
I think it's like Slay Hill _ on Instagram.
Slay Hill just
Slay,
sounds like
Slay
S-L-A-Y
or
S-L-E-I-G-H.
Sounds
like a badly made like Chinese like zombie video game.
S-L-A-Y-H-I-L _, I think. Her and Lil Baby Anthony.
Let me get L-I-L.
You got to check
that's,
out.
That's not a
you got to check out Lil Baby Anthony.
Really? Do yourself a good favor. Producers, please don't. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but I would say probably don't
bring
go
up
Lil
Baby
on
Anthony.
OnlyFans
now, bring
and type
up Slay Hill first
yeah,
so I gain their trust.
It would not be Lil Baby typing it into the search bar at OnlyFans. I would not recommend. At least use a VPN.
You're saying S-L-A-Y _
H-I-L? No, S-L-A-Y H-I-L _ on Instagram.
S-L-A-Y-H-I-L
_. Oh, and Andy Lynn Payne, shout out.
While we're waiting, you got to explain Little Baby Anthony before we look.
Confused. You can't just leave us hanging.
He's this Asian guy that is like a twink that just gets jammed out by black dudes in Atlanta.
Is he on that little housewife show that you were telling me about in Atlanta?
No, but I mean, another one of the shows does have an Asian boy, and the entire first two episodes, you thought he was going to come out to his family because he's like screamingly gay.
Right, right.
And he's like, I have a big reveal for my family. And he
oh,
goes,
no.
I'm going to move out. Those two episodes.
I thought it was going to be, I don't want to be a doctor. Where's Slay Hill?
Can midgets be doctors?
I mean, they could be anything, I think.
I mean, I would think
well,
they'd
was
make
Asian.
Even better surgeons. They have these tiny little delicate
yeah,
hands.
But like, if you got a doctor and it was a little person, isn't that
and they
like...
they came in with a stool to check your throat culture?
It would be like if you had a female pilot. You'd be like, I guess this is okay.
I've been having female pilots. I've been having black pilots. It's been great.
You've been flying Spirit, huh?
Delta,
the
baby.
Spirit. Yeah.
It's been
hipster pilots. He flies American Spirits.
Yes,
yes.
I've been flying Menthol. I've been flying Marlboro Smooth 100.
They burn slower.
Are you? Did you find
here?
It?
I'm having trouble finding this account. If I pull, is this it?
That's her.
That's her. It says she has no posts yet.
What?
oh
no,
God.
That's
did
her.
You get caught? Did he dream it?
Did some Indian just take a bunch of pictures of some
L.
chick and just
one L? Sorry.
But I'm not getting anything with one L.
All right. Also,
what?
Google Drew Hill.
All right. Hold on. Where's my online girlfriend?
Are you into thong, 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 thong?
Yes.
That's all right. Well, Ian brings this up.
Oh, it's.
Would you get it?
It's a private account.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How about
Lil
Baby Anthony?
It's Lil Baby Anthony.
All right.
Can
yeah,
we find
Lil out,
Baby Anthony?
Check out Lil Baby Anthony. Anyway, Slay Hill, she looks like Jasmine from Aladdin.
Okay. I can see that then.
Yeah.
I had this Asian guy that used to send me videos of him jerking off and or jiggling his butt cheeks every day with like, you like question mark. And after about 6 months, I showed it to my other friend who's not a comedian, who's just another fat guy.
Right.
And he added him. I was like, dude, this guy's so in love with me. And my friend added him. And every day got the same videos as me. And I felt so much less special.
He was mass sending them to people.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I was really hurt.
My heart would have been broken.
Because like, I thought I was special.
Yeah, I thought we had something here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean?
Every morning, he's drinking his cup of coffee and just looking at this Asian guy jiggle his balls. I do like. Yeah. I do like.
Good for you, buddy. he would do like... He would like show his butt, but then like jiggle it like he was getting fucked from behind.
You can find Lil Baby Anthony on Twitter.
How many things have to go wrong?
What, for me?
No, for Lil Baby Anthony.
Oh, he's killing it, dude. I guess.
Do you have a big following on Twitter, Lil Baby Anthony?
I don't know. I haven't looked at his Twitter in a while.
But, very opinionated about Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. Yeah. Really loudly screaming,
spiraling
about it.
About it
he is desperately trying to get pregnant, from what I'm seeing. Who was the other one I subbed to? There was some Twitter like girl that was like hot. Again, like all these things, it's like you just sub to see their tits, and it's like, been there, done that, honey.
Yeah, how many times can you see?
Well, this one girl did bake a cake and twerk on it.
Is this little baby Anthony?
That's little baby
Anthony. Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Find the one with his foot. There
Whoa.
It is. There.
Okay, come yep. on.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Look at him.
I mean,
look at him go.
I can't help but look at it.
Is it not something you want to see more of? Because it's such a, you know.
Is he a Vulcan?
That's a three potato.
Yeah.
You sound like you're watching your kid play a Little League game, you know?
Oh, yeah. He is trying to see who's going to go to bat first. The way he's choking up on that.
He sounds all proud, like a parent at Little League. Like, look at him, man. Yeah. Look at him go, huh?
My little baby Anthony.
Now, is he very tiny? Or tiny. Probably both. That was a ginormous penis.
Yeah, and he looks like a woman.
Yeah, except for the fact that he has a penis and no titties.
But his he covers his penis when he gets slammed.
Oh, okay, so
then
you
never
straight.
See his cock.
Yeah, so that's not gay at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he wants to be a woman, I think. He wears high heels.
So you couldn't sleep last night because you were watching an Asian midget twink.
No, I was
measure
watching
his feet against black penises.
I stayed up and watched welding videos on YouTube.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
No, when I can't sleep, I put on like a woodworking and like welding.
No, videos. That's Ian's inner monologue whenever he sees a big black cock. Well, ding.
And then I watch a PBS documentary on mental illness and asylums. I just couldn't.
So like normal stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's why I couldn't sleep, because my head is full of spiders.
Okay, I will level with you, Ian. When I can't sleep, I read about unsolved murders or like crazy. Yeah. I go on like a deep Wikipedia dive of like scary shit.
You think you're gonna crack the case?
No, I just wanna read and that's what keeps my attention. Hey there, responsible adults in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys wanna get high? You want to get high with me? Well, it's time we go to yoDelta.com and we can stock up on some high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. And I will tell you, these things work. So if you are over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, you got to go to yoDelta.com. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. So head on over, check it out, and just let me tell you, from personal experience, these products work and should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show.
Like this, did you see the Gacy documentary?
Not yet, the new one. Not yet. It's
fucking nuts. Because hearing him talk about it is nuts.
I have so much of his stuff. I really need to watch it.
What do you have of his?
I have a piece of his shirt from Death Row.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
And I have dirt from his grave.
And the same beliefs about children.
Yeah. He also has his sexual proclivities.
Fashion sense, appetite, sexually, and food.
Look.
I'm just not enough of a man to run a contracting company.
All the permitting alone is what's stopping you.
No, the one thing I really I have his business. I have his business card from
PNM,
PWN.
What was it? PMD.
Something, whatever it was, his contracting company.
Contractors.
But what I really wanted, somebody was selling, and I just couldn't pull the trigger. It was a little too much money. Somebody was selling his Democratic Party registry card.
Wow.
And I really wanted
How much was that?
I think it was a few hundred bucks.
How much is the dirt from his grave?
Really cheap. But they like put it in like a nice thing with like
but
a
how
COA.
Do you know? Like, how do you know it's...
I don't care.
I was just curious.
What if it was dirt from under his floorboards?
Oh, I would
you think they could sell that?
I think
no, because they demolish a house.
No, but they usually people run and grab shit.
Really?
Yeah,
even
my friend,
back then?
My friend, oh yeah, that's always been a big market.
Really?
Yeah, they had to make it illegal for serial killers to profit off of their own artwork and artifacts.
Yeah,
because
like,
my brother-in-law has a Ramirez drawing that he paid Ramirez for.
Really? Whoa.
So now they can't profit off of it, so like a third party always does it.
Well, I know John Hinckley, he had to do his music on YouTube under like a pseudonym, and then now, because he's getting complete release, he's he has a Spotify, he's going on tour. I think he's playing Brooklyn.
I mean, that would be fun just to...
I want
to
go. He's kind of good.
Oh, you know what I saw
good.
The other day that I really want? Mm. One of Charles Manson's guitar strings.
These are such...
John Hinckley going on tour.
I mean,
like
I would
Mraz.
Go, John, you know, Charles Manson's guitar, cool, or like a pick, but a string?
Yeah, but it's in like a glass thing with a
right,
picture
right.
And like a COA.
I'm thinking you're just like putting it in like a...
No, it's,
you know,
it comes
drawer.
Like done up in like a display thing.
Mm. Do you have... like shelves at your place for these things? Like a room?
Not, I'm not allowed to display.
No? So where do you have them?
I have a drawer.
I was right about the drawer.
Yeah, I have a drawer full of stuff because Mrs. Amico thinks it's bad juju.
Really? Wow.
But the drawer blocks the juju.
Yeah, the drawer is
not
a sacred
displayed.
Place.
Yeah. Oh, it's not displayed. Okay. You're not glorifying it.
Yeah.
Every time he opens
just pay
the drawer, like
a
portal to hell just opens up in the room, and every time he shuts it, it goes away.
It's a briefcase from Pulp Fiction. Gold shooting out. What other serial killer stuff do you have?
I have... what's the name of the killer? There was an episode of Seinfeld where Elaine dated a guy who had the same name as a killer. I have his, Frank, actually, from Gas, got me his college photography project with the negatives. I have, yeah, Gacy shirt. I have shit from, I have rubble from the hardware store that Ed Gein killed his second victim in. I have the basketball card with the Menendez brothers sitting front row at the Knicks game.
That's actually real. That's pretty
okay,
cool.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Fucking cool.
Yeah,
because like
it's
that.
Right after they did it.
Yeah. That's really cool.
I have a bunch. Yeah, I have a whole. Yeah. I have the Manson Life magazine. I have Manson's hair.
What?
I have a string of Manson's hair. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How much does that go for?
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
My nicest thing, I think, is the piece of the swatch of Gacy's death row shirt.
Mm.
And I bought that when I was like 15.
Wow.
So there is like a huge market for this. Like that's like a real like.
Who's selling this stuff? His the
family collectors.
But how does someone get a hold of Gacy's
like
death
hair
row shirt?
Or hair?
Yeah,
like,
or Manson's hair.
Yeah. Usually it'll be from a girl that like from Manson. It was always from one of his bitches.
Okay. Right.
Because
right,
he
right.
always had chicks coming to see him.
Yeah, right. He had a deep bench. Was this.
And then Gacy for years, you could just go see him. Like Gigi Allen used to go take a bus to go see Gacy.
Nuh-uh.
And his
you could just hang out. Oh, thank you.
His quote about John Wayne Gacy was nice guy, but he stinks like piss. His quote of John Wayne Gacy on Gigi Allen.
Oh,
was
hilarious.
Nice guy, but he stinks like piss.
So you could just go and hang out with Gacy.
Yeah, and if he gave you a gift of a painting or like one of his shirts.
That was
so
like
I know
the,
one guy
that was
that
like
got
the nod from Carson.
Yeah. I know a guy that got one of his shirts and he cut it up into like swatches and sold them. With COAs and
so,
like a display.
How would you make Gacy like you?
I don't know. You probably gave him pictures of boys.
I was gonna say, I would start by being a little boy.
Yeah,
I'd see like we worked
probably,
there,
probably,
there,
probably
you know?
Helps.
I think you. Yeah, I think you probably snuck you go, in photos.
You go there dressed like an old newsie.
Yeah,
and you're like, hey there, mister.
He looks.
I
like,
was just playing some stickball, and he's like. You know what? I'm going to give you a piece of my fucking
You sent
outfit.
Somebody that looks like little Anthony out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, little baby
little
Anthony.
Baby Anthony.
Yeah, little
That's
baby,
what you
Anthony,
say,
and
little
on
baby
a fucking,
Anthony
on a recon mission.
Hey, Mr. Gacy, you got any quarters for the Batman machine?
I told you, my friend has the numbers off of Dahmer's door. I think that's the coolest.
Wow.
And then she has the pulley from Ed Gein's farm that he used to string up his victims. And she got that at a police auction.
Jesus Christ.
That's like the hardcore ones go to auctions.
That's civil asset forfeiture. Those auctions are wild. Huh?
Yeah, they're crazy.
I thought
right?
it was mostly just like cigarette boats and Ferraris.
Like Crown Victoria cars.
Yeah.
Well, she goes to him with John Waters.
Oh, that's cool.
John Waters likes to. John Waters just goes to trials.
Man, that sounds like something he would do too. He's a weird dude.
Because he's just got the time. Like, he just hangs out.
That's true,
He just likes murder trials.
He
I
just
think.
Shows up dressed like Andre 3000 with a fucking umbrella.
I would get something from Henry Lee Lucas.
See,
like a pack of his cigarettes.
He's a weird one because I
for
don't
some
know
reason
if
I like
he killed
him.
People.
Huh?
We talked about him last week. Yeah. I don't know if he really killed that many people.
Yeah. No,
I think
he
it's
didn't.
All conjecture.
He didn't. I think he killed his mother, Becky, and his old roommate.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So we've been super into weird serial killer shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't say.
Really? I've been... One guy that really disappointed me... Well, the documentary about him that disappointed me was H.H. Holmes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I felt like it was such an interesting concept and an interesting thing. Like, it... Tell him who H.H. Holmes is.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that had the hotel.
Know H.H. Yeah,
oh,
hotel
do you?
Yeah, he's the one that had the hotel with all the secret rooms.
Yeah, but the documentary about it doesn't have, like, a 3D rendering of what the hotel is, and it doesn't have, like,
wasn't, like
cool
Leonardo
stuff
DiCaprio.
About it.
Yeah,
was like,
yeah, wasn't DiCaprio
it was stopped because of COVID,
him?
But DiCaprio, he's playing, and they're making a movie.
No way.
Yeah. Because of COVID, they pushed it back, but...
He was such a great H.H. Holmes.
Yeah.
See,
he was interesting because of the morgue, and he was like a doctor.
Well, he was just a con artist.
Yeah, but
he would open multiple businesses under different names, mm-hmm. and then he would fire contractors on the house so that no one knew the layout of it but him, so there would be stairways to nothing.
They lead to nothing. All the underground stuff, like the soundproof stuff that he had. Like, the guy was just...
He had a room
maniacal.
Yeah, but he was a
glass
doctor
like
back.
That, but you could take the air out of the room.
Yes.
And he could watch people suffocate.
Yeah, like an air chamber, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, but he was like a doctor back when anyone could be a doctor, like a turn of the century doctor, where the guys were like a doctor,
and
a poker player.
Yeah, they're like, I have a
you know what I mean? A railroad tycoon. Like,
saw your ankle.
You were like a doctor, a barber, and the ice cream man.
Yeah, but that H.H. Holmes stuff is nuts, dude. Like, that was somebody who was dedicated to the craft. Like, that was really. Where was the documentary? I didn't see it.
He's what the young urban youths would call an OG.
Yeah.
There's a documentary channel that you pay like $2.99 for a month that I have, and it just disappointed me.
Yeah,
I guess because I'm so
is it
used.
Called Original Evil.
Maybe
it's
I don't know.
Hulu right now. I think.
No, it wasn't okay. Hulu. But now I'm gonna write that down. But I guess I'm so used to these like intricate Netflix documentaries.
Seven parts where they break everything down.
Yes. Yeah, so when I watch, you know, something on like Discovery Plus or whatever, I'm like, meh.
See, I'm the other way where I feel like these Netflix ones pad it out so much.
Because they have to fill time.
Like when we talked about the Cecil Hotel, that could have been one episode.
Totally. I say two.
Two.
The Staircase, two.
No, dude, the Staircase ruled 10
what?
Episodes?
I had to. Maybe I was like burned out from Making a Murderer because they made like.
Oh yeah,
two
you watched them in the wrong order.
Like,
I watched the Staircase when it came out,
mm-hmm.
so like I got it on DVDs in the mail from Netflix.
No, what? Oh my god, I remember that.
So that was super fun because I had to wait a week to get the next three episodes.
Dude, I was.
You can't watch all 10 in a row. That's like you got to space it out, man. Because you're an addict.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can't get enough. So that's why you got burnt out because you didn't space it out.
Yeah, you're right.
Not to give you a diagnosis.
No. But also at the same time, I fall asleep watching these. So it takes me like 5 days to watch one episode. And I think I get like burned out on that. But dude, you just brought me back Netflix DVD in the mail.
Bro, I had that.
Oh my God. Yes.
And then you had your little cue.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Do I really? Maybe I want to watch Matrix Reloaded one more time.
Yeah, you had a batting order. It was great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was the last remnant of going to the video store and picking out a physical copy, like getting that actual thing in the mail.
That was the time to be alive. She had that and your MySpace top eight.
Yeah.
And then you just got to rank shit.
And
all
then you
day.
Played roulette because you went to somebody's page and like three songs would play at the same time on their MySpace pages. Oh, yeah. It was a nightmare.
Dude, I remember a buddy. This was like 2002. I was on MySpace and a buddy met up with a girl to have sex with her in like a parking lot. And I was like, you met up with someone on the internet? Are you insane?
You're like, teach me your ways.
That could have been a murderer.
And now it's
and
like,
now here you are all these years later meeting random people on the internet. And now you're like, I hope it's a murderer this time.
I know. Yeah.
I kind of want to just, want this to end.
Just end it, please.
Then there'll be a 6-part documentary called Ending Ian on Netflix.
Yeah.
They show up and you're like, God damn it, it's a whore.
Hopefully, all right, hopefully little baby Anthony plays a part in it. What I like about little baby Anthony is he get railed.
I want to defend little, if that happens, I will defend little baby Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Your Honor. He's just a baby.
Put a little sailor outfit on him.
Oh my God!
The defendant on the good ship.
So does little baby Anthony know that he has somebody out here advocating so fiercely for him in New York?
I don't know. He probably wouldn't care because I see the fellas he goes for, and he is woo.
Yeah, you're not as tight.
Not as tight. No, you can't measure my dong and feet.
He really did it. It was a three
literal
potato.
Foot.
Yeah. Imagine a three potato.
Yeah. Hot Lanta. But what I like about Lil Baby Anthony is he goes to these booths and just gets wrecked.
I thought there was more.
I thought there was
going to be more.
There was hard period there. And that was just booths. Done.
And then he just gets fucked in his gay baby ass.
Yeah. No, but he wears like a thing that makes his wiener go away. So you don't even see it like flopping around.
I mean, it makes it go away, or maybe it
tucks inside of him?
Yeah, no, he like tucks it. He can't really see it.
He wears just a green thong and they chroma key it out.
Oh, it's pixelated because
he's actually
Asian.
Packing. That's why you can't see it.
Yeah, he doesn't show dick and balls.
Oh, stop that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
What do you mean? Don't like that.
That shot was just...
It wasn't pleasant.
No, it looked like it was on a fucking
chafing.
Netflix documentary on murder.
Yeah, no, there was some ass, dark ass meat in there.
Yeah, I don't like that. Who's another one I sub to?
Hold on, I have Slay Hill.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Was it worth the wait? Let's find out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
And she looks... A lot like my ex.
Oh,
I think
of course,
there's something
you had to make it
deeper
weird
there.
Personal.
I know. That's why I said I got to stop.
Yeah, and with those tattoos, you know she's just
yeah,
a
she's
piece bonkers. Of shit.
It's gonna be great.
She's insane.
Just a piece of garbage.
Insane.
Yes.
Yeah. How's the content? Pretty delightful.
It's good on that.
She gets fucked.
Oh.
Oh, so it's all in with this one. It's not just like titty shots.
No.
Ethnicity of the partners.
This one. Varies. I was disappointed because it's her same ethnicity. I was hoping white guy.
Okay.
But, oh,
that's
no.
Racist. It's just I can't really...
Because I wanted
I
it to
get
be
into
me
the fantasy.
In it. But for some reason, Lil Baby Anthony's like Taiwanese and he gets jammed out by black guys and I'm into that.
Because that's voyeuristic.
That. Yeah.
I'm neither of those people.
Yeah, because when you watch that, you wish you were Lil Baby Anthony.
No.
What? No, but...
No, I'm a big boy.
Slay Hill, I... No. You know what pisses me off about her? It's her boyfriend.
Oh.
So I don't have a chance.
Yeah, like Bailey J, when you're like, oh, this is the same guy in everyone.
Yeah. Although, he's cool as hell. Matthew?
Oh, yeah, no, he's
great.
Listen, God bless him. If that was my chick, I'd keep her chained to the radiator.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let her out and do shit.
Hold on. Who are these other ones I sub to?
I like that like, you know, watching this hardcore porn, but he still has this innocent, like, outlook of, like... Well, I don't have a chance. Well, she's got a boyfriend. So, I mean, 100%, I'm out. There's no way.
You're oh, like, look up.
Well, I guess we're not courting.
look up on Twitter, your play bunny, BUNNYY. these girls really owe me.
They love it. They have to add extra letters to the name because Play Bunny was taken.
Oh, also Good Girl Gone Bad.
That's very, that's a person.
Now, this will be a fun game. Guess which one's trans?
Okay.
Your Bad Bunny or Good Girl Gone Bad?
Your Bad Bunny.
Good Girl Gone Bad.
Good Girl Gone Bad.
You were correct.
Really? Oh, I thought they were going. Okay, all right. Mm. Fair enough.
It's just, it's
15 years
ago. It's
in the
Roger Rabbit dressed like Jessica Rabbit.
Cut off my dick, please.
We're like, yeah, the fake Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Is this the right girl? Teen Party Girl?
Damn. Hmm?
Good Girl Gone Bad?
No, Good Girl Gone Bad has like 90,000 followers on Twitter or some shit. Let me find her on Twitter.
That's all right, Ian. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. I jerk off to all these women, but he knows the stats. Like, he's like, he plays.
He knows the back of the baseball card.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you guys have like a fantasy porn league, like where you're like, yeah, I know.
That's okay. Good Girl Gone Bad.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Wait. It's Good Bird Gone Bad.
Oh, is she British?
She might be.
Yeah, because Bird.
Make sense. Yeah.
Unless she's just a bird.
Good Bird Gone Bad.
Good Bird Gone Bad.
Good Bird Gone Bad.
Yeah, that sounds right. When you say in the British accent, it's definitely, she's definitely British.
And your Honey Bunny or whatever, she's, she's interesting because sometimes she's a guy and sometimes she's a girl.
So,
but all the time, she's got a fat ass.
One hundred percent of the time, that's true.
100% of the
Venn diagram.
It's a big ass every time.
I need to see Good Bad Gone Bird.
There you go.
Jesus Christ, Ian, calm down.
He's gotten a lot energized since the tired guy that came in earlier.
Yeah, now he's full of coffee. Now he's full of coffee and fucking tranny porn.
Yeah, he's sipping iced coffee. He's scrolling his OnlyFans. Now he's ready to go.
No, obviously you can see this is an issue, and I'm going to stop.
Yeah, we're 35 minutes in and you're still scrolling OnlyFans.
All right, well, it's content. We're laughing. Huh? Let's get plugs out of the girl.
Let's get plugs out of the way while Alex pulls all that shit up. Royce Murphy.
I can pull it up.
Revenge of the Sis on YouTube. I do Day Wave. He does Night Wave. That's our solo shows. And I mean, that's it. There's nothing to really plug.
No, that's it.
That's it. Just follow us there.
Patreon.com/we're not sorry. I want to, throw us a couple $3.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, thank you guys very much for being here. Ian, we got some dates you want people to check out? I'll go first. Don't worry.
Yeah, go first.
He's going to plug some OnlyFans.
Yeah, he wishes.
No, I was just looking and I was like, was I in a blackout when I subbed to these last like five? What the hell?
All right.
He's
you guys can check
now.
Me out.
Yeah.
End of the show.
You guys can check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Back on Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Watch my other shows here on the network, Real Ass Podcast and Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show. Be looking for my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm. And I'll be on the road. You can see me. We'll figure it out. You know, just take a look at my social media and you'll find me. Ian, what do you got to plug, Bubba?
Hi. Next weekend, I'll be in Cap City, Austin with the great Dave Attell. And the following weekend, Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona, again with Dave Attell. June 10th and 11th, again with Dave Attell at West Nyack Levity Live. And then June 17th and 18th, I am at the Royal Comedy Theater in Toronto on my lonesome. Gonna be fun. June 25th, I am at Natalie's Grandview, a really fun rock venue in Ohio. Two shows, gonna be a blast. And I got a bunch of stuff coming up in July and August. I'm very excited. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Sopranos Prima Volta. Me and Sam Roberts are watching Sopranos for the first time every Thursday. Check that out. YouTube.com/NotSam. And bye, guys.
Yep, please check out Bye, guys. Also, guys, I know I was going to be at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. However, that festival got postponed till November. So sorry, Houston, but I'll see you then.
Yes.
And yes, bye, guys. Please rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes.
However you consume your podcasts, or go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code, yes, guys, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but the over 20 great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. If you like it, keep it, and it's the best way to support the show. Also, go to podcastmerch.com, where we have hats, t-shirts, and hoodies for your wear, and we love seeing your shit out on the road. Thank you guys for supporting the show.
Yes, play the Scott one more time.
Shout out, Lil Baby Anthony.
You gotta get tickets to Natalie's Grandview June 25th, because I need to make the bonus to cover the flight.
Gotta love the honesty. That's
flights
the
are
part.
Really expensive now, and you really gotta come out. It'll be fun. And I'll be in Atlanta tracking down Little Baby Anthony sometime soon.
By the way, that sounds much more innocent than it is.
What?
It's like, we've got to find Little Baby Anthony.
We don't know where he is.
He's stuck in a well.
And I need to fuck his mouth.
Yeah. A well of dicks.
It sounds like something, what's her name? Nancy Grace would have done like 3 months of coverage.
We need to find Little Baby Anthony.
Little Baby Anthony is missing and no one is looking for him.
What about if he was a white child?
If he was white, we would have found him yesterday. But because he is tainted by delicious and salacious black footlongs, nobody wants to look for Lil Baby Anthony.
We found him in a shallow grave, Tucker.
Yeah.
Buried under an avalanche of black cocks.
We're getting word that he has been stabbed to death by five brothers in a booth. Not
He's
by
been
knives.
Buried in a shallow grave underneath Hot Takis wrappers.
Woo-wee!
He had a 40-ounce shoved up his anus.
It seems as if they had castrated him up. We're getting word he did that to himself.
Turns out he is just Asian.
Yeah.
It turns out it was just tucked away.
It was tucked and fucked.
If you or someone you know wears a size 16 Timberland, we need to identify these boot marks.
And then she interviews like a retired porn star. They go, what would you do in this situation? Well, he probably was in the bottom of a pile of dicks and sucked his way out. That's my only guess.
We found Lil Baby Anthony by finding a trail of crumb like Hansel and Gretel's breadcrumbs. God damn it. Fucking hell.
Follow the trail of Hot Cheetos and Quarter Waters.
Woo! They could hear the room he was locked in because of his cum farts bubbling away in the night.
One of them left a gold tooth in his shoulder. Well, hello there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys. You need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that hassle, are still going to charge you storefront markups. So whether you are a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or an idiot like me, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So head on over and check out all the cool stuff they have available. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that damn good. But if you do buy anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast. Thank you guys for supporting the show, and thank you so much to RockAuto.com. Let's get back into the show. That wasn't annoying, right? Alex, did you bring up any of Ian's fantasy women?
So I found this one photo of Good Bird Gone Bad over here on Twitter. I'm having
that looks like
trouble.
The bedroom you showed us.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Okay.
But wait, what?
Here, on Twitter, I'm getting no results, and my search settings are set to get everybody. I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's just move on then.
That was her OnlyFans name.
Let's just move
oh,
on
Christ.
Then.
Wow, it's almost like these OnlyFans girls are not good at marketing.
No, she's really good at marketing. I don't understand. Here's a, okay. Why are there so many hot girls on Twitter that like get, you know, thousands upon thousands of retweets, and they're just like, and then they have like 1,000 followers on Instagram or Twitter.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's like, well, you mean the OnlyFans girls? Like, why they have 1,000 followers?
No, like a bunch of retweets? Some of these girls are just like super hot, and then they have like
people want to see their pussies and not tweet. Really hear what they want to say and hear what their thoughts on.
That's a really good point.
They want to hear your philosophical music.
I feel like 5 years ago I would have followed a porn trick on Twitter. Now it's like I'll look at her and not follow her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I just saw you get fucked in the mouth. I really don't care about what you say about Roe versus Wade, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't need your opinions on things.
Yeah,
I, like,
seriously.
I'm much more apprehensive with my Twitter followers, follows now. So, like, I think maybe back in the day, I would have just been like, you know, follow. Yeah. Now, it has to be somebody I know or
it whose
opinion
shit it
I
up,
respect.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Love Dove Clark.
Obviously, that's what
it is. That.
It is kind of like getting a lap dance, and then after the lap dance, they're like, you know, really Clark though, they should be forgiving student loan debt, and you're like, you know, I don't care, really, really don't care.
All right, before we move, if Alex, if you pull that, whoop,
there we go. Hold
is
on,
there she is.
Hello,
there she is.
Okay, she plays golf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure,
dude. She'll make these tweets that are like, I love my daddy. And then you go to her OnlyFans, and daddy is has a different definition for this one.
All right. Well, that's a hot trick.
It's funny because it's like deceptively wholesome.
Right?
You know, on Twitter.
Yeah, like, you're right.
There it is.
Good
there it
gracious.
Is. There it is.
Good golly, Miss Molly. That's my favorite pose of a gal.
In front of a little girl's bed?
No. Oh, God. I didn't even notice the bed. I was too busy looking at that fat ace.
Right? Oh, that's little baby Anthony's bed.
Okay, this is, she's got stuff that I didn't even notice.
Little that. Baby Anthony means something totally different when you go back to his crib.
Crib.
A crib. One of those things you hang over the baby's crib. It's just dicks.
A mobile.
Thank you.
A mobile?
Yeah.
I thought it was a mobile.
It's a Boost Mobile?
It's not a part of Alabama.
No, that's what it's called when it's black dicks. It's a Boost Mobile.
Ian's burping the cum out of little baby Anthony.
That would make a fantastic oil painting. Ian burping little baby Anthony.
His bedtime stories are just erotica.
A little blanket folded over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Imagine seeing a porn set, but it's like baby proof, so it's got like the things over the corners.
The locks on the drawers.
The outlets have the little plastic things. Yeah. You know?
His baba, the nipples, a penis.
He's just a baby.
He shows up in the back of a car in a car seat.
Yeah.
I think he's like Chinese and Italian.
Okay.
Okay.
He's just giving us facts.
Anyway,
he's just giving us facts. Like I feel like I have.
He starts to OD in the middle of the scene. You're like, somebody call a pediatrician.
When Ian talks, I feel like I have a little baby Anthony like baseball card, and I flipped it over to the back.
Oh, there it is.
Chinese and it's a rookie and card. Italian. It is a rookie card.
I wonder how old he is. He's probably
that's what
like,
he says when he sees a big black cock. Rookie.
I bet he's like, I don't know. He seems like he's probably like 30.
Yeah, those like little Asian twinks always like 40 and they look like they're 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a trend on reality shows for a while. What? A lot of white women had a gay Asian.
Like a Troy or what was his name in Entourage?
Exactly, I know
Roy. Yeah. What was
Lloyd?
His name? Lloyd.
Lloyd.
I feel like a lot of people had like a gay Asian that helped them dress and like
hold a small dog.
Gay Asians are safe. Like that was the earlier like it was safer to have a gay Asian.
Yeah.
Because
the lines are blurred.
Yeah, you can't tell.
The lines are their genitals. Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, it's the same way with, like, you know, British people and retarded people. Like, yeah, you were saying the other day, it's like this weird, like, blurry line there, so you're afraid to ask them. You just can't tell if they're retarded or British.
Wait, what was I just going to say? Hold on, you said something about gay Asians.
Gay Asians?
People got some more little baby Anthony facts.
Safe.
Spitting some more facts about little baby Anthony.
Yeah.
I forget.
Little baby Anthony's only 5'2", in case you guys are wondering. I'll be telling you about his earned cum average.
He has a scar on his back, and I'm not sure what it's from.
I hope he's okay.
He's the only one writing him personal.
He fell on a coffee table. Fans.
Are you okay? Did you have back
next
surgery?
Week, I'm like, I have a vial of cum from his butt. I have a little baby Anthony collectible.
Are you going to display it? Are you?
Yeah. I got to keep it in a drawer.
Little baby Anthony sleeps in a drawer.
It was like a dog kennel.
Dude, I wonder if, wow, what if that's a new market for OnlyFans chicks to send personal artifacts?
Oh, I'm sure. Didn't that girl sell her farts
bath
in a jar?
Her bathwater, too. Yeah. There was a girl.
Yeah.
What was her name? The one sold her
Belle Delphine.
Belle Delphine sold her bathwater. The girl, they actually was making her. Did you see that was making herself fart in jars so
much?
Yeah,
we talk a lot about
from
the fart in jar.
90 Day Fiancé. Yeah.
And then she got like IBS or whatever. And
but another chick was selling like she would like wipe her ass and put it in a jar.
No, I'm not talking about dirty stuff. I'm talking about like what if they sold like, you know, cloth from their blanket.
I think that's always been a thing. Yeah, girls sell their panties.
No, but I'm not talking about dirty stuff. Like you don't have a John Wayne Gacy, you know, rope that he killed a guy with. You have a piece of his shirt. Right. So why? Well, we could get.
They're not going to run out of panties.
So you want like a copy of their GED or something personal but not sexy.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm just thinking. Is there a market for this?
There's a market, dude. There's one thing that I've learned. There's a fucking market for everything when it comes to sex stuff.
Yeah,
because you're right.
I want a copy of her calendar where she's free on Father's Day.
I want, I want a piece of her baby blanket. Like people would buy that shit for sure.
100%.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't understand why. I need to contact one of these gals.
We know somebody that manages a bunch of them.
Oh yeah.
You should start selling your blankets, honey. Yeah, Ian has a great idea.
Yeah. I'll sell you could sell a hospital bracelet. here's a piece of the cot she sleeps on down at the Salvation Army. Thanks, Laney.
You have a whole drawer full of the psych ward bracelets. You can sell those.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm selling pieces of my eviction notice. I paid, by the way. I'm paid up now. They're not evicting me anymore, but they had to put the notice on at one
point. Here's a piece of our hospital cloth. The paper cloth they give you. No, they give you a paper gown. It's not even a fucking cloth anymore.
I'm selling the paper cup that I drank my medicine out of when I was in detox.
Oh, God. Were you?
No.
Oh.
It's just like, I'm going to hang on to that.
I was about to bond.
It's going
to
be a Kickstarter perk.
Speaking of perks.
You got any?
Oh, do I miss those days.
Hey, ladies in the booth, do we have a game prepared?
We do. We have Guess the Butthole prepared.
Oh, yeah, man, the game is called How Long Till We Find Out I'm Really Gay?
Over.
Well, I thought that was going to get a laugh. Holy shit.
It's all right. It was just a very quick game. So
why
fast even a baby could do it.
Like
I never.
You a shawl? Yeah.
Heavens to Betsy.
I'm not decent.
My Lord.
All right, so gentlemen, we play a little game on this show called Guess the Butthole.
Now, okay. Alex, if you were worth your salt, is that a saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love you, Alex. I shouldn't have insulted you this way.
No.
But one of the buttholes should be little baby Anthony.
So the way the game works is we look at pictures of buttholes.
He like led, close he led up. Right out with an insult. You know, if you weren't a piece of shit,
I'm sorry. That was so rude of me. That was so rude. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'll give you a hug.
He's got little baby Anthony on the mind.
Oh, he's cranky.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So the way the game works, guys, we're going to look at close-up pictures of buttholes, and we are going to guess whether that butthole belongs to a cis man, a cis woman, or a trans something.
Okay, so the three options are...
Oh, God.
Okay, got it.
I want to get to some of these news stories too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, then let's do a story now. We'll get to guess the butthole after. What story do you want to do, Ian?
I just saw that Ulta Beauty apologizes for come hang with Kate Spade perfume promo email.
Yeah, let's look at that.
You know, Kate Spade died from hanging herself.
Oh.
No, I didn't know that.
I don't know who this is. I don't know who that is.
Who's Kate Spade?
Another OnlyFans girl.
No, Kate Spade is like a very famous fashion designer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's how she died?
Yes. Isn't she related to David Spade?
Yes.
I believe she hung herself with one of the scarves that she designed.
Yes.
Oh, so it's not just a clever name. Okay.
Yeah. That is...
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's...
That's crazy.
How did that get out?
How did they not at a certain point
I'll admit.
I'm not saying you have to run. One person would be like, hey, man, do you think this is a good idea?
That's usually just an indication that like everybody that worked for you probably despises you.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? And they're like, whatever.
That was a running gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, let's fucking see if anybody notices. Who cares? Everybody hated that bitch. You know what I mean? It's probably one of those things.
No one hated her more than herself, though. Yeah.
Swing into summer with Kate Spade.
New Kate Spade just dropped.
Oh, man.
Tie one off.
This new set will take your breath away.
Yeah. We've got some Kate Spade news.
I bet the scarves like are probably like pretty popular now, though, right?
Is it like heroin?
The tensile strength is crazy. I mean, it held her up.
Have you put a bin in on the scarf yet?
Skinny. No, that's a good one, though.
Yeah, right? No, it's like heroin. When a batch kills someone, the price goes up.
Yeah, everybody's
wow,
like,
so strong. Wait. Oh, just take half of what that guy took.
What color were the caps that they came in that he bought the other day? I want to go find those.
Well, what? I don't know. That is. Is there anything in the article about how it got through the top?
So it's just all I've heard is that it was just in the subject line and slipped through. They did send out an apology for it. But we apologize to the Kate Spade.
Who are they apologizing to? Because I mean,
family,
the only person they want to apologize
to. Because that's
like
so disrespectful.
Yeah, but I could see if maybe somebody didn't know or they didn't think of it.
Maybe it was like come hang because of purses and stuff.
Maybe it was come hang.
Well, but what was on the picture was like perfume, right?
What would you say instead? Like, you can't say come see.
Well, it also says the NYC It Girl is back. Come hang with Kate Spade.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe come chill. Chill would have been better.
I picture it being like they have a social media, like,
you know,
like our social media staff here is Blind Mike.
Yeah.
I could picture like something like
No, he's blind to the point where sometimes he'll upload videos sideways and someone has to tell him. That's the operation we're running here.
Jesus so Christ. I just picture like maybe, I don't know, maybe they have an intern.
You know what it is? I bet
Blind Michelle.
I bet no one is as sick as us that would like see it and be like, dude, really?
Yeah.
And people are too afraid to speak up.
I bet
think
you're
because
right.
They're like, how dare I shouldn't think this. Mm-hmm. That's not okay. And then it just like goes through.
That's not
what I bet
it
they're just fucking deballed fucking losers that don't have a backbone to be like, yo, what? Or like laugh about
it. Or they don't want to be the person that speaks up about it.
Yeah. I guarantee like, that's what.
Why is that where your brain goes?
Yeah. Why exactly. Would you think that? It's like, well, because you are talking about a fucking hanging dead chick. What are we doing here? You know,
that makes sense. Again, what if somebody just really did push it through intentionally? Like everybody in fashion despises each other.
I don't think it's
other.
That way. Yeah. I truly you know? Like when shit gets to the top and people are like, "How did this get out?" I truly think it's people afraid to speak up, and at the same time, half the people are chastising their own selves, I bet, for like thinking that and don't want to be called out for like, you would really say that.
No, but Merch makes a good point because it would be like, Versace, take your shot.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm trying to think of another dead fashion designer.
Yeah, man.
I could think of
this
two.
This is definitely not my wheelhouse.
Well, I already did Kate Spade now that I know, and Versace. I can't think of anymore.
I think we've done enough. We're all Gucci.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I get it. Huh? Like a rapper say.
Yeah. Oh, if I was on OnlyFans, my name would be Tommy Hilfiger.
That I guarantee you.
Can you look up if there's Tommy Hilfiger?
Can you see if Tommy Hilfiger exists? Because I bet you it does. 100%. It's too clever not to have been done already, right?
I heard little baby Anthony wears Oshkosh gush. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to talk to you real quick about MePod, our favorite vape pen sponsor. Now, as a warning, these products do contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Listen, guys, I don't vape, but a lot of my friends at Gas Digital here do, and they love MePod. They can't stop talking about how good the flavors are and the quality of the devices. They have the new MePod 2.0, which is the best refillable vape on the market today. You can fill it up with any vape juice flavor that you like, and it has a sleek, small design that people love to put in their pockets. They also have the new Draco disposable vape that lasts for over 6,500 puffs. They have a wide variety of vape juice options and a lot of options for our 420 consumers, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Lastly, they have fast shipping, with most of your orders shipping out the same day. So if you vape or you smoke, you're going to love MePod. So support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MIPOD.com. And if you use our promo code BI, you're going to get 15% off your order. One more time, guys, that's MIPOD.com, MePod.com, promo code BI for 15% off. Let's get back into the show.
Little baby Anthony's getting a lot of airtime this week.
What's that?
I said, little baby Anthony's getting a lot of airtime this week.
Honestly, these people should be, you know,
superstars, mega famous,
celebrated,
elder statesmen.
Yes,
he can't be an elder statesman. He's just a baby merch.
They should be thanking me.
I thought he was like an adult baby, like the one from Roger Rabbit.
That's so creepy. I hate that shit.
No, he's not a baby. He's not
a big boy.
Yeah, he's an adult
toddler.
Okay. No.
So he's like
little
baby.
Toddler Anthony.
Okay.
Or little baby.
Look, it's just hard to find guys that are really into getting jammed out by large wangs all the time. Yeah. And it just so happens.
I'm more of a fan of little Haley Anthony.
You live in New York. I don't think it's particularly.
No, I mean,
on the
that puts out consistent content. I've seen every fucking video there is on X videos with the gang's jamming
him out. He got to page 102 where that's it. There was no more.
Yeah.
He actually got all the way to the edge of the universe and then had to turn around and come back.
He got to the last page of X videos. It just says, call your family.
Go to church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Repent, faggot.
All right, let's get some Guess the Butthole in before we get out of here.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh,
yeah, boy. We're, once
guess
again.
The butthole, is it man? Is it woman? Is it trans? Do you see how wide it spans? Time to guess the butthole.
So this is our favorite game, America's favorite game show. Time to guess the butthole. Once again, we're going to be looking at some close-up shots of people's posteriors, and we're going to guess whether that belongs to a cis man, a cis woman, or a trans something. So let's take a look at our first butthole.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right, so we're looking at a dark one.
It's like baby Anthony winking.
If you told me this was a close-up on a woman's lips, I might believe you.
Right, right, like a chapped lips.
Yeah, so it's got some crevasses to it. Mm-hmm. It's some deep wrinkles. I'm thinking that we're looking at it from the side.
That's what I'm wondering. Are we looking at it from like laying on the side?
So this is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we're looking at someone who is laying on their right elbow, spreading their butthole open.
I'm going
butt facing the camera. And judging from it, that is a shot that shows off your asshole and your balls. I'm going gay guy.
I was going with man, too. I was going with gay guy, too.
I was going dude.
Yeah, it looks like it has some wear on it as well.
Yes. Yeah.
But it looks like it has some tensile strength.
Yeah, yeah, some.
Like
some,
a Kate Spade scarf.
Right. Like, that's not little baby Anthony's ass, for example.
No. Ian, your thoughts?
That's the kind of asshole that you could do at least a 2-3 hour car trip and not be too worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Woman.
Ooh. All right. So Ian says woman. Royce says man. I say man. Mersh.
Oh, I went dude.
You went dude. Let's see that person. Any day now. Nope. That is just
a good
hamburger in the back. Let's get a little closer.
I'll be honest with you, man. It's kind of not fair because you were just like, you know what I mean? You were cramming for this last night.
He was up all night. All right, yeah, so yeah, that led to a nice... homework.
You were updating your eyes and you're like, your brain.
Yeah, some clam. That is a chubby woman, which I did not see coming, just because of the amount of asshole meat.
It goes high.
Photoshop.
It goes high. No. Look how
that
high it is.
Photoshop.
Ian, you have to stop saying that every week.
Every week you say it's Photoshop.
It's crazy.
That has to.
It's insane.
It looks
every
like...
Every week you scream that's Photoshop.
That
looks
it
like,
is.
That looks like you should go to a doctor.
Why?
It looks like Boba Fett's going to crawl out of it.
Yeah,
people like blown out things. But
that's not blown. It's not even
that's
the blown,
not blown out. That's
it's
a
how far
thing.
the brown goes.
That's
up,
a wiping
that's
problem.
You I think feel like so? She needs a bleaching.
Right.
I think
yeah.
she's just
yes.
got like that
yeah,
skin
the,
discoloration.
The lines are so
but
far
the,
out.
The sheer amount of skin discoloration.
Yeah.
It looks like a meteor hit.
It looks like someone's connecting a constellation with all those lines.
It looks like Groot.
Yeah, it does. It kind of looks like Groot.
All right, so Ian's up one. We all got zero. Let's see the next butthole.
Man, he did it so easily too. Yeah. Boom. Oh, okay. That's rough. What? That's a little blurry.
This is little baby Anthony.
All right, because
it's blurred
because
it's
Asian. We're real close.
Yeah.
This is a dark one. I'm gonna say this belongs to possibly an African American or dark skinned person. I'm saying this is a person facing away from the camera, obviously, but on their hands and knees, possibly.
A real Pacific Rim.
So, yes. So, I think we're looking at this one top to bottom.
Polynesian pucker.
And, you know what? Just because the first one was a girl, and I feel like I'm going to be thrown off now, I'm going to say that one belongs to a gentleman.
Girl, it's very Zach puts enough effort into this that I feel like you should be an FBI like butthole expert in like Quantico.
But he got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
And Rain Man over here just looked. He's like, oh, it's a chick.
That's
obviously.
True.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with.
He wasn't attracted to it. So he was like, woman.
Slay Hill. I'm like women.
Did you go chick?
Chick.
I'm going with the winner last time. I'm going with chick.
I'm throwing a curveball. Saying trans, right?
All right, we're all over the board.
Okay, let's see. What do we got here?
This is a little baby Anthony.
Oh! Wow!
Yes!
Wow! And we just saw it!
Yes! I said little baby Anthony at first!
No, you said girl.
No.
Before that, you did say little baby Anthony, but you locked in with a
girl.
Different
and I
answer.
Said girl, and I've listened to him.
You locked in with
you
girl.
Know, you know why I didn't go with my heart? Because I was like, Ian, you're dipping into the little baby Anthony well too much. I said little baby Anthony.
Oh, it looks like a lot of people have dipped in that well.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going with trans for little baby Anthony, yeah?
So is it trans?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Merch.
Trans, so it's Merch.
I think baby Anthony is trans, or maybe like a cross-dresser.
I don't care. We'll give it to Merch.
All right, good work.
Merch. Nice. You had the foresight and the gumption.
I'll take the pity point.
All right, let's
is
see
this
one
a
more.
Game I want to win.
Why are you Mersh? One word. Is that a
know.
Nickname?
Why did you ask me that like Jiminy Glick just now? What was that?
What is it that you're doing?
Now what why is it Mersh?
It's an old radio name. I wish it was like a cool like backstory, but it's an old radio name.
Mm.
All right, let's see another butt. Okay.
Trans.
That's a woman.
Woman.
I think it's a woman. Because of the little
boop
mole.
The little boop. The
little birthmark.
Yes.
All gals have them.
Yeah, only women get birthmarks.
And I like
no,
to go.
No, but it's also, I'm telling you, that it's nice.
Kiss.
I feel like that has not been violated very much. I feel like that is a
like
pretty.
You're tucking it in, you know what I mean? Like,
not necessarily a virgin asshole.
That's a birthday asshole that she gives it up for the birthday.
Yeah,
like a birthday asshole.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's
I'm going,
it's
lady.
A chick, and it's a chick who does not.
I would butterfly
allow a
kiss
lot of
that
action
little
over
birthmark.
There.
Okay,
let's see.
Nose we're all going, lady.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lady for sure.
Okay,
we're all gonna be wrong.
Wait, are you legit like writing down?
Wow. I was
okay,
wrong.
Hold on. Let's be honest, though. This fella's got a donk.
Yep.
This fella's
got
a
dump
truck.
Tell me you wouldn't.
I would never say that I wouldn't.
Yeah?
I wouldn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Not as...
See, the whole crossover is bi guys and then the cis boys. The sissies, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the sissies, yeah, and the bi's.
That's right. That's right.
Wait, where this
is this a trans person or a man?
No, it's a man.
I think it's a dude.
Oh,
no,
man.
That's definitely a dude.
Look
that's
at his face.
Well, yes, obviously.
He's got a beard. He's got a beard.
Well, the dead giveaway also is the penis.
No, but we're saying
trans. Oh, wait, does he have, wait, does he have a nighttime? Does he have a facial mask?
Yeah, yeah, he's got a facial mask on.
Oh, he's ready for bed.
Who gave it to him?
All right, that guy's got a fucking real donk on him.
I mean, that's... that's a prized piece of ham.
Yeah, that guy's built like a fucking mom in a Pixar movie.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of thing you load up incredible. On a supermarket sweep.
Yes, yeah, you throw that in your cart.
Yeah, my wiener's moving around like the lamp in the beginning. Hoppity hop hop.
Don't you think when Leslie Jones took over supermarket sweep, they should have just called it scatter?
God, it was...
Well, I don't get it.
Okay, well, that's, I mean...
Why?
Because they're just running out of the store with everything.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh, Alex, no.
Oh, Lord, it's coming right out
Alex,
of there.
Alex, we should have ended on the nice one.
That looks like a belly button.
The score is tied.
Ah.
That looks like a belly button.
It looks like someone's escaping.
It, you know what it looks like? It looks like the when the sand cave collapses in Aladdin.
Yes.
It looks like the just Star waiting Trek for a Enterprise to going into out. A wormhole.
All right, so for people that are, that's a very hairy butt.
I bet but, you're tricking us and it's a Russian woman.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. So many times when they're hairy like that, that's some type it's of Eastern European woman fetish thing. I'm going hairy woman. Ian, hairy woman?
Yeah.
I'm going hairy woman. I have to, yeah. Rush.
You throw another curveball and win the game, buddy. You
all can. Day, I would take that man's ass over this hairy girl's
butthole.
You know
what? I'm not throwing a curveball. I'm throwing the heater. What? I'm going dude. I'm going straight.
You're right, going straight dude.
The strike zone.
You're going straight dude. Yeah,
you're either knocking it out of the park or you're not.
All right, let's see.
I do not like hair.
Look at that. Yeah!
Woo! Right. So you're saying you would rather have this than that man's pristine... Heine chalice.
But how about I neither? Mean, is neither an option?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Gun to your head.
I guess the
to your head.
I guess the hairy pussy.
Yeah, my biological drive would lead me to
but it's so gross
hairy.
Looking with the hair.
Oh, no, it's gross. Look, I agree with you. On paper,
yeah,
the other one is better, but I'm not.
They're attracted to what they're attracted to.
How about you, Zach?
I would have to get to know them
that,
both.
I mean, dude, look, that is...
It looks like Chewbacca. Look at it. That should be hanging out of the cantina.
It's in the special edition when they added extra aliens. Yeah. That would be one.
I mean, it looks like
my friend doesn't like you. I don't
like you.
Pussy
looks like it's trying to sell me like weed at a Dave Matthews concert.
Yeah. It looks like it's in a biker gang.
Yes. It looks like the kind of dude that sells like weed to middle school girls and steals a blacklight poster.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, John Lithgow should be kicking it back into the woods.
It looks like something you would fight in God of War.
Oh my God, good reference. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Get out of here.
Go home.
It looks like the whole body has hair and they shaved the legs.
Yeah, it
imagine
does.
Going through all of that and not shaving the pussy, though.
To some are into it. You sick freak.
This is a fetish. I guarantee this is a fetish.
You are sick freaks.
At the top of the ass, look at that sweet soul patch.
Yeah.
The top of the ass listens to 9/11. The fucking bottom listens to the Dead. 9/11? I mean 3/11.
No, not 9/11's right.
Did I say listens to 9/11?
That's a fucking tragedy, so yes.
And I would not fly my plane into those storms.
All right, where are we at on score?
Ian wins. 2-1. Everybody else has one.
All right.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ian wins this round of Guess the Butthole. I want to thank our guests, Royce and Mersh from Revenge of the Sis. Please check them out.
Thank you.
This is so much fun.
Support them on Patreon. Follow them. Follow the podcast, Nightwave, Daywave, Revenge of the Sis. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show, and we will see you next week here on Bye, Guys.